Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party at the South Tampa location, April 25th and 26th. They're also the home of my favorite wings, the traditional lemon pepper wings. No matter what style you like, boneless or traditional, or any of their outstanding sauces and dry rubs, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to go for any sporting event, including Lightning hockey, as we launch into the second half of the season for the NHL, and you know it's going to be rocking all offseason for the NFL leading up to the NFL draft. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop what you're doing and get your ass over to Mastro Subaru. A huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, and of course, they're all new Subarus, fresh off the truck and ready for you to come and test drive. Listen, there is no dealership out there that is giving you a discount for being a fan. And that's what you get. You go to Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, and you get money off your car. I've never heard of something like this. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, and check them out online, their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
As far as goals go, we have one. Putting a fucking ring on our finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. What, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like
the commish is on the road again. Bucks Uncensored. But when I'm at work and I see a deal come down for the Bucks starting left tackle, I just knew the reaction that was going to come. I said, "Why? I can't wait. I can't wait until I get home to talk about this." I knew what the reaction was going to be. I saw my text, 3 years, $41 million. My friends are pretty level-headed. They got it. Go to social media, and sure enough, Donovan Smith apparently has become the worst left tackle in NFL history. Worse than Kenyatta fucking Walker. Worse than Pete Pearson. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But listen. Let me tell you first why this is a great deal for the Bucks. It's only 3 years. You've got a guy who's 25 years old. It's a three-year deal. Not all of it's guaranteed. You got $27 million guaranteed. Give him a chance to prove himself. You were going to franchise him anyway. So instead of giving him 1 year, you're giving him 2 years. The guy obviously has natural talent. And I think one thing people forget to take into account, you want to do it for every fucking thing else, the coaching, okay? Everyone's jumping for joy over this new coaching staff, but at the same time, let's see if this coaching staff can get something more out of Donovan Smith. And he is not a below average left tackle. He is above average in this league. Above average.
and for a position that is vitally important, of course you're going to spend some money. But again, I digress. Donovan Smith has been in the league and has had one position coach his entire time. George Warhop, who has produced some of the shittiest offensive lines in Buccaneers history. And I don't think that's because of a lack of talent. I think it was a lack of coaching on the offensive line. And when I look at Donovan Smith, yeah, he does get beat. He got beat last year. Can he get better with better coaching, with a Goodwin, with Leftwich, with Arians, with all these guys overseeing the offense? I believe yes. And along those same lines, for those, and there's many of you probably listening to this right now, it's one thing to say, they overpaid for a lazy bum. He's lazy. He's finesse. He's blah, blah, blah. Go and look at the free agents this year. Then go look at the draft and tell me one guy you're going to bring in that is going to be leaps and bounds better than Donovan Smith. Is it? Fuck. If you can find anyone in free agency, then good on you. Because I just looked at the list and it's absolute dog shit. So you don't have a left tackle, right? You're fine with going without a left tackle at all until the draft. And then when you get to the draft, you're going to overdraft an offensive tackle, the guy from Alabama, who now as more and more people are digging in on him. Oh, yeah, top five pick. Now top 10. Now maybe top 15. He just keeps sliding down the board. And some don't even know if he's going to play tackle. They can move him inside the guard. Who's the other one? The guy from Florida? Right tackle? You know, I get it. No matter what happens, there's going to be negativity. But in this situation, with them needing, if Donovan Smith, if they let him walk in free agency, there is no greater need on this team than left tackle. And you'd have zero. You'd have nothing. You'd be relying on an offensive tackle you take in the draft higher than where they should have gone and hoping that they live up to a top five talent. I don't think so. And again, let's wait and see how this all plays out for those that are like, now they have no cap room. I'm going to wait. I want to see. Because I still see Deshaun Jackson with a huge number. I still see Will Golston and Bo Allen and Cameron Brate. Cameron Brate's expendable, folks. Bruce Arians, in his last two stints with the Colts and Cardinals, never used the tight end. Rarely used the tight end. And yeah, he'll use O.J. Howard, but there's no need for another tight end at $7 million a year. I mean, they had interchangeable tight ends that they could spit in, blocking tight ends and whatnot, because the big plays were being made by the receivers and the running backs when he was with the Cardinals and Colts. And O.J. Howard's going to be a factor, but you talk about $7 million for Brate, $11 million for Deshaun Jackson, $4 million for Golston. I think you saved $2 million on Bo Allen because he's got some dead money. So what is that? 6, 13, 24 million just with those players. Throw McCoy out there, and even though he's definitely staying at $13 million, but $13 million. mention that. I think they're going to be active. I think they're going to be strategic in the players that they go after. I think they're going to be they're going to have a couple of players early that they're going to target, and they're going to have some players in the other tiers of free agency that they're going to target. But they needed to re-sign Donovan Smith. At the very least, they needed him for this year. And all they did was franchise him for 2 years. Because they could cut him after 2 years with minimal impact. They'll save money if they cut him after 2 years. But I think what they hope is that he turns in to the franchise left tackle. And that some of those lazy plays can be chalked up to bad coaching and to a demoralized team. Donovan Smith wasn't the only one either. Okay? He's on an island. Those that have played offensive tackle, offensive line in particular, but offensive tackle, know that when you make a mistake, everyone can see it. Everyone can see it. But as I said, there was no alternative, zero alternative to what you could do at left tackle. I mean, I can pull up the list, but it is scary how few offensive tackles there are available this year. I mean, scary. I mean, these are just the guys listed at left tackle. And it's, I mean, you're talking about like a Sam Young. You're talking about I don't even know any of these guys. I don't know any of their names. I will say that I recognize a large majority of the right tackles, but you don't want to sign a right tackle like a Jared Veldheer, who I believe might have been with the Cardinals, to play left tackle. He's a right tackle. Okay? Ty Nischke, backup left tackle for the Bengals or for the Redskins. Cedric Ogbui, who never panned out for the Bengals. Jake Fisher, who never panned out for the Bengals. Jermon Bushrod, Chris Clark, Sam Young, Ulrich John, Corey Robinson, Jeremy Vujnovic, Trenton Brown. I don't recognize any of these names, and if I recognize them, it's just because they're backups on other teams. It's not good. And the draft, nobody's worth the fifth pick in the draft. Great job by the Bucks re-signing Donovan Smith. 2 years, they got him locked in. I don't think they need to worry about left tackle now this year. He'll be your left tackle, and now you can go address other positions. Other positions in free agency, other positions in the draft. This was a no-brainer. So Jason Light, Bruce Arians, great job. You didn't add a need to your team. You kept that left side of your offensive line solidified. We'll see if Kappa can be a guard. We'll see if they go out and get an Iupati. We'll see if they go out and get a right tackle. There are some available. And hopefully, this team starts to make some headway along their offensive line. And then turn their attentions to defense. Now, defense, I did see C.J. Mosley is going to be allowed to test free agency. You know, there are a lot of things. Like I said, I'm loyal to the team and what's best for the team. And many of you know, I'm a huge, I'm a big Levante David fan. Big. But if they sign C.J. Mosley to a deal, let's just throw out a number, $11 million a year. He's 26, he's 6'2", he's 250, and he probably fits better in a 3-4 defense than Levante David does. So if the Bucks signed a younger, bigger, stronger linebacker and cut Levante David. Now, is that going to happen? The odds of that happening are probably 98% no. But I'm just thinking outside the box. Because I do think that they need to be bigger, more physical at inside linebacker. Now I see Devontae Bond was re-signed, and they're going to have him a little at outside linebacker, but then play him at middle linebacker. And then I also saw that they offered Quan Alexander a long-term deal, but he's like 225 pounds. I'm trying to figure this out. Now, along the same, there's a lot happening right now. But when, and this is what you have to do, though. You have to go back, Todd Bowles, Bruce Arians in Arizona. They had middle linebacker, I want to say Minter. Kevin Minter might have been their middle linebacker. But they also had Deion Buchanan, who was a safety that they converted to kind of a hybrid middle linebacker. And he's an oversized safety, undersized linebacker. Maybe they view a role like that similar for Quan Alexander as an undersized middle linebacker. Deion Buchanan's a free agent this year. Landon Collins, who everyone's freaking out about, which you're going to have to find some money if you want him, but Landon Collins, bigger safety, maybe more of that hybrid role. I don't know. Keeping options open. The other name that I want to throw out there is D Ford. Yeah, the Chiefs franchised him, but they're looking for a second-round pick. D Ford, outside linebacker, 3-4. Chiefs transitioning to a 4-3 defense. It's worth a call. It's worth a call to see. If you can make that trade, if you can make a trade, if they're interested in any of your players, maybe you don't have to give up a second-round pick. But then again, if you feel he's a guy that can come in, maybe like a Chandler Jones. Maybe like a Chandler Jones for the Cardinals. Remember when they traded a second-round pick for Chandler Jones and he came in and became their sack specialist? Maybe that's something Bruce Arians, Todd Bowles, maybe they consider. If they feel D Ford can come in and be that true threat as an edge rusher in their 3-4 defense. A lot of options, man. A lot of options. And I'll be honest, I have no fucking clue where they're going. And neither do you. Nobody does. Nobody has a clue. That's why this is going to be really, really fun over the next several weeks. So hope you can see this with a level head, feel it with a level head, and just kind of understand that, first off, Donovan Smith, they needed to retain Donovan Smith because they didn't have anything else on the roster. There's nothing else in free agency, and you don't want to head into the draft with no left tackle, right? So if Donovan Smith makes it to free agency with what I just said, what the fuck do you think he's getting paid? Probably a longer deal than a 3-year deal. And most likely more guaranteed money, well, obviously with a longer deal, but more guaranteed average money and more average base out. All everything. Because teams overpay in free agency. And so somebody would have overpaid for Donovan Smith, overpaid more than what you think the Bucks overpaid for him. But in the end, that's the going rate for an above-average left tackle. And like it or not, he's an above-average left tackle in this league. Bucks takes are coming up next, and I'm sure people are fired up. The closer and closer we get to free agency and the start of the NFL new year, you can just tell the buzz is growing. People want to see what's going to turn out with our Buccaneers this year. We'll talk about it with you, the Bucs fans, next. This is Bucs Uncensored.
Bucs Uncensored.
You know, first off, it's you know why I like recording in my car? Because I record in my car, then I get home, I have dinner, help put things together, Maya goes to bed, and Holly's in there, and I kind of have some time to collect my thoughts. And one thing that I did not mention, at the beginning there, now that I'm in my illustrious studios in my house. Maya, shouldn't you be in bed?
Stop singing fake songs!
Okay. Sometimes after I'm done with my first segment, and I just kind of sing. So, and the walls are thin. The walls are thin. I hope they're not too thin, because I played Rodzilla's Bucks take on full blast without the headphones in, because I figured I was in my own studio here. But, well, he is the motherfucking killer. We'll hear from him in a moment. Would you leave me alone? I'm using language. It's okay. You want to say welcome to the family? Say it. Real loud. Everyone's listening right now.
Stop singing. Stop singing fake songs.
Okay. All right. Holly, keep her out of here, please. I'm literally recording. It's good. I'm going to leave all that in. Because this is Bucks Uncensored. And I'm going to be honest. She should be in fucking bed anyway. So, time to go to bed. Okay. So here's the deal. What's his, Cameron Jordan? Saying that Okafor should come back to the Saints. Because they going to eat. They going to eat. Because Donovan Smith got a new contract. And what do Bucks fans do? Of course. They rag on Donovan Smith. And I'm gonna, again, it's not about coming to somebody's defense. Donovan Smith shouldn't respond. But damn it, there is going to be a day where, yeah, we'll criticize each other. We'll criticize our own team. But as I've always told you, my team is like my family. I can criticize them. I can rag on them. You can do it. Brothers and sisters, we'll fight amongst ourselves. But I'll be fucking damned if somebody from outside our family tries to infiltrate and talk shit about any member of my family. That's when I rise up and my family rises up with me and we become one unified force. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to say anything. I wanted to see what the reaction would be. And that, my friends, is my focus going forward. I want there to be a day, whether you like Donovan Smith or not, if you are his harshest critic and you hate that he got a new contract, that doesn't matter. Because what matters is the team winning. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have a player from another fucking team talk shit about any member of my family. We should have unified immediately against that fucker. And I hope that we get to the point where we do that. A few years ago, there was so much negativity swirling about around FSU Twitter. Remember how arrogant, aggressive they were? But you know what they were? They were unified. People didn't like them because if you said anything negative about Florida State, you were getting hit from all sides. Why not us? Why not now? Why can't that be us? Don't give a shit. Nobody is going to criticize my team more than I will. Okay?
I'm going to bicker and fight among my brothers and sisters. But when somebody from outside our collective family tries to do the same, fuck that. You criticize me, I criticize you, he criticizes her, she criticizes him, all within our own family. But if somebody from outside criticizes any one of you, I am at your defense. My ask is that you do the same for me and that we do the same for our team. You're allowed to criticize a player. You're allowed to not agree with a decision by the team. And if you don't agree with signing Donovan Smith, that's fine. I'm not saying that I'm right. I have no idea if the guy's going to change or not. All I know is there wasn't shit out there. There still isn't shit out there. There's not going to be shit out there. So I see the common sense in signing him rather than just going into next season without a left tackle. However, like I said, if you want to criticize him all you want, that's fine. Don't make it personal. It's not personal. But it becomes personal when somebody outside our family attacks any member of our family. And it's not just the fan base, it's our team too. Fuck that. If you're a fan of another team, if you're a player on another team, if you have anything to do with another team, and you say anything about our team, get ready. Because times are changing. We will unite against you. We all need to come together. And we all need to have our priorities straight. My priorities are always God, family, my job, football. And there's other things mixed in there too. But number two was family. Family. Just remember that. You might hate the way a player plays. You might dislike that he's on the team. You might think he's contributing to losses. But he's a member of our team. And if somebody from outside our family is going to criticize that person who is a member of our family, I'm coming to his defense, no matter who it is. Let's get some Bucks takes on, shall we? Start with my buddy Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, Bucks mob. It's your buddy Steve. Just touching base with you. It's been a while since I've made a Bucks take, but I've listened to every episode. Well, I was going to say recently, but probably ever is the best word. But I just wanted to say, if you live off of I-10, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Jump on that wagon with those guys heading east. Come to the goddamn draft party. I mean, this is going to be a thing in my life as long as Justin wants to throw it. I mean, epic is a good place to start to describe the party. But if it's even half as good as last year, it's epic. So I pretty much expect it to be twice as good as last year. So I don't know what the fuck that makes that. So with that being said, today's the day that we signed Donovan Smith to a 3-year extension. I'm glad he got it. I'm glad that was the move that we made because he's the best we could do at the time. There's nobody better in free agency. I don't care what you say about Trent Brown. Guys that leave New England aren't the same as when they were there. I think Bruce Arians is going to and his staff are going to maybe bring him up to the next level. I hope that's the case anyway. But I'm glad that deal got done. As far as the draft goes, if we stand pat at 5, there is plenty. I mean, it's got to be Edge. Or Quentin Williams. It's got to be someone along that D line. There's too much talent not to take advantage of it. If we were to trade down, I don't know how far they want to go down. There's guys you could, you know, plan towards the future with like a Dalton Risner to replace DeMar Dotson, or maybe like a Rashawn Gary if you go way down in the draft, or you just go a few spots down, a Montez Sweat. I mean, there's so many good options. As far as this party goes, it's going to be a great party. There's great prospects. It's going to be a great day on draft day. Go Bucks. and welcome to the motherfucking family.
That is right, Steve. Love it. And I love Quinn and Williams. I'm back to my last podcast. If there's one of those top players that could fall, it's him falling to five. But he's not flashy. I Metcalf, Niners, Jets, and Raiders all need number one receivers. All of them need number one receivers. Darnold, young quarterback. Garoppolo, young quarterback. Raiders, who the fuck knows what they're doing? It could be Derek Carr or Kyler Murray. Now Murray could go to the Cardinals. I'm telling you, at least one quarterback is going in the top four, and either Metcalf or Devin White's going in the top four. There could be two quarterbacks that go in the top four. One of these defensive linemen is going to fall right to the Bucks' lap, and I think the guy's going to be Quinn Williams. He's just not the flashy guy, but man, does he fit. Does he fit? I hope I'm not getting too locked in on him. Let's talk some draft. Jeff wants to talk draft. What up, Jeff?
Yo, what's up, Jason? This is Jeff from Tampa.
Jason!
Just, you know, after the NFL Combine, kind of thinking about draft stuff, so this might be a little early. But after watching the Combine, what five players do you think we should definitely take, because we have the fifth pick. If we think of five players that we really, really want, I feel like everyone will be more excited, start looking at those players a little more. So I was just wondering your thoughts on those top five players that we should definitely take if they're there on the board. Super pumped for the draft party. I will be there. So you can add Tampa to the list. But shout out to the Bucks mob and welcome to the fucking family. Peace.
All right, Jeff. I don't know, Jason. But anyway, good to have Tampa on the board for the draft party. Already had it, but all right. Good to hear from you and excited to see you there at the draft party there, Jeff. Five players I have near the top. Defensive line draft. It's a defensive. If I'm talking fifth pick, which, by the way, like I said, I think Murray goes to the Cardinals. I think Metcalf, there's somehow, some way, it's going to be hard for all three of those teams to pass on him. I think another quarterback could go. Who knows? But no particular order, just off the top of my head. Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, Montez Sweat, and Rashawn Gary. I'm going five defensive linemen. You know, defensive linemen, impactful defensive linemen make a much, much bigger impact than a linebacker. And that's why Devin White right now is not on my list. I've seen those type of linebackers come in the league year after year. Gerald McCoy is 31. Jason Pierre-Paul's 28, 29. Nassib's young, but yeah, I'd like another young guy along my defensive line. Edge or inside, doesn't matter. That's where the impact comes. You can fill in at linebacker. I mean, in Arizona, they had Minter, they had Deion Buchanan, it's not like they were stacking up at linebacker. And then they finally drafted Hassan Reddick, and we're still kind of waiting and seeing if he's going to turn into a dynamic player. Give me the defensive lineman. When you're drafting them that high, when I'm drafting them that high, quarterback, if I don't have a quarterback, stud playmaker on offense, especially wide receiver, stud playmaker, stud corner, stud pass rusher, stud defensive lineman. Guys that are going to change the game. That's why I went with those five players. And I'm guaranteed to get one of those five. I'll take it. I'll take it. With this coaching staff, I'll take it. Thanks, Jeff. The killer is back. Rodzilla. What up, Rodzilla?
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers. It's your boy, Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. That's right, baby. I'm back. And I want to give you who I think the Bucks should take at number 5. I believe if the big three isn't there, the next best thing to get would be Montez Sweat. I say Montez Sweat because, hey, he definitely has the speed. He has the height, and he has the skill set to become a great defensive end / outside linebacker. You can't teach speed, and you can't teach length. And he does have some skill. He dominated. He had a good showing at the Senior Bowl. He had a damn good showing at the Combine. And he could put on about 20 pounds or so. And with the guidance of good coaching, which we finally have, which can emphasize good coaching, he will be an elite defensive end or / outside linebacker. Coaching is the most important thing that you have to have, other than good players. Without good coaching, it doesn't matter what kind of talent you have coming into the league, they can't fully develop into those elite players. There's not one player in that Hall of Fame, not saying he's a Hall of Famer, but there's not one player that comes into the league from college that gets to that elite status without good coaching. That's the most important thing to have when you have these players come in from the combine. With that being said, it's hard to say what we have on defense, honestly, especially from a secondary standpoint, because we haven't had good coaching since Monty Kiffin. See, the way things been playing out in my eye is, since that Super Bowl era, we had the dominant defense. You had a coach and coaching staff that knows how to win and spread that throughout his team. So now you have a core of players that know what it takes to win. So when new players come in, you only have one or two guys that you have to bring up speed on how we do things and how what it takes to win. So when that coaching staff is gone and you bring in coaches that don't know how to win, then it's left to those players that's been around, like the Warren Sapps, the Derrick Brooks, the Rondé Barbers, to keep that alive and well with those guys that come in. But as those guys leave and you bring in shitty coaching staff that can't coach, that doesn't know how to win, then those teachings are lost. As we've seen with our team in defense, the last player that we had from that defense that can coach up players, like I said, with the coaching staff being gone, was Rondé Barber. Hence, the last person that was under Rondé Barber's tutelage was Aqib Talib. I rest my case. I firmly believe in this coaching staff, and I think that it's going to take some time for them to actually know what they actually have on defense. With that being said, for everybody new that I hear on the podcast, I got a few words to tell you. Welcome to the motherfucking family.
Love you, Rod. Rodzilla was down for the draft party last year. He is doing everything in his power to get back down here from Indianapolis, Indiana. We'll add it to the list if Rodzilla can make it to the draft party this year. He was part of that big, oh, Jesus. Speaking of that, hotel confirmed. Confirmed. Now, you can't book the rooms yet. We are going to be at the same courtyard by Marriott. I believe it's on Cypress, right next door to Brick House. If you stayed there last year, you know exactly where it is. It is literally 5 minutes down the road from Buffalo Wild Wings. As of right now, you'll be responsible for your own transportation. However, it's probably a $10 Uber XL ride that you can split. And if you fit a bunch of people in there, it's probably less than $2 a person. Now, with that said, as I said, as of right now, you'll be responsible for your own transportation. I'm looking into some alternatives. But the rate we got is, I think it's $122 a night. Regular rate is $170. They give us $50 off the rate. It is it's a busy time in Florida, in Tampa. Obviously in April with the beaches and everything, but this courtyard said, because we sold out about 40 rooms last year, and we're anticipating maybe even more, especially with how rowdy the hotel party got, and they loved it. Loved it. So we'll turn it into a big old pool party there at the Courtyard Marriott. So I fully invite all of you to maybe come next week. I'll announce it on Monday's podcast, the code to get the discounted rate, but we should have plenty of rooms available. They were going to block off, I think, 30 or 45 with the ability to continue to grow. So as long as we book these rooms early, and then they'll let us know as soon as they're sold out. So that's what we're going to go with. So we're back at the Courtyard. Thank you to Harold for helping me out on this and setting this up. But back at the Courtyard, discounted rate of $122 a night. The Courtyard on Cypress, next to the Brick House. It's almost on the corner of Cypress and Dale Mabry. 5-minute ride right up, right down Dale Mabry to Buffalo Wild Wings. So excited! I'm gonna definitely try and be there for the pool party this year. So I might take that Friday or that Thursday off and come and party a little bit early before heading to the draft party. So the pre-party before the party goes to the post-party to the hotel lobby. You know what I'm saying? Good. Our last Bucks take, we go to Brent. Let's talk a little about the NFL draft. Hello, Brent.
Yo, Justin, this is Brent down in Houston, Texas. Quick thought, real quick. I just want to say I really think that Quinton Williams will be an excellent fit for us with what he can do inside and out. He can play the run, pay the pass, and put him next to Vita Veda. And I just want to listen to the rest of you guys and what y'all think about the combine and what y'all think we should do at number 5. And like we always say, welcome to the fucking family.
You got it, Brent. Looking forward to you filling up that Suburban, getting them last down here to Tampa. Man, oh man. Stand feel it coming. Show. Right, Javier? Less than 2 months away already. And we are about a week away from the start of the NFL calendar, the start of free agency. Exciting times. Exciting times, my friends. Because we get to see the plan come to fruition. Are they going to stick with their current roster and hope the coaches have the pixie dust to make them fly again? Or has it all just been a bunch of talk and we are going to see major changes take place? Not major, okay? They're not going to change the foundation or the base, but some pretty big changes. Which is it going to be? As of right now, they got about shit in terms of cap room. So if they want to do anything, we're going to see a flurry of moves starting very, very soon. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings, title sponsor of Bucks Uncensored, and exclusive host of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party and other parties we're going to be throwing this year. Stay tuned for that. Thanks to Mastro Subaru. Love those guys. Just go in, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob. They're going to take off a pretty penny on your new or pre-owned vehicle. Check out their full inventory, MastroSubaru.com. Thank you to Christian and Headlines Barbershop. I look great mainly because I take care of myself. Well, that and Christian, I mean, the fade is right. It's tight. And it's full of might. They got a location in Gibsonton. Gibsonton. So if you're looking to get your hair done right in Gibsonton, check it out. Download their app, make an appointment, and get by Headlines Barbershop. They got locations all across the Bay Area. Download the app, get your ass into Headlines. You'll never go anywhere else. All right? It's very simple. Thanks to each and every one of you. Can you feel it? I feel it coming. I feel the draft party coming. I also feel free agency coming. Oh, yes. Right around the corner, and as we get closer and closer, the energy with the Bucks fan base is growing by the second. Keep it going. Keep it going strong. And we'll keep pumping out these podcasts. For all of you that have been with us for a long time, man, oh man, we have seen a lot of growth over the years, but I don't think we're going to see growth like we're going to see this year within our own fan base, uniting with the team, and finally taking it to the outsiders. Don't fuck with our family. Bucks mob, don't fuck with the family. Nailed it. Oh, shit. Did I just do that?